Welcome into the Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me this hour is Mike Davis. He's the general manager of the Pharisee Boys Chrysler Jeep here in Colorado Springs, located right off of Woodman, right between Powers and Austin Bluffs, over in the Woodman Autoplex, the kind of Northeast Motor City, if you will. And we're talking about the car industry. There's been a lot of talk, of course. You know, we'd mentioned it during the morning show, just the availability of a lot of cars right now, finding things, the chip shortages, everything, and kind of what that means for local car dealers right now. And Mike, thanks for joining us here on the Extra.
Oh, thanks for inviting me in, Andrew.
Well, and I guess, you know, first off, the big question, the million-dollar question is, how are things going right now for dealers here in the Colorado Springs area?
I think volume has definitely been affected. Vehicle prices are at a very high level at this point in time because of availability. So new cars going at MSRP for the most part. Used cars are at historic highs. In fact, sometimes used cars are going for prices over what they went for brand new 3 years ago. So it's been an interesting time in the business, but we're making it work.
Yeah, so this is almost one of the times where, you know, there's that old adage that a lot of people think, you know, you drive off a lot, they depreciate. We're not seeing that anymore now, are we?
We aren't. I've had people come back after even 6 months, bought a car in January, come back this summer and saying, I've changed my mind, and it's a deal you're able to do. Whereas last year, 2 years ago, you're going, I'm sorry, you got to come back in a year just because you can't transact that because of the depreciation you just mentioned.
Yeah, it's so weird. And I mean, what's driving a lot of this? Is it still a lot of the chip shortage, or is there still some impacts from the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, the chip shortage is an outcome of the pandemic shortage. It was manufacturer shortage of ordering stuff. They didn't see the industry bouncing back quite as quick as it did. So last year, we kind of had a depressed March in the Colorado Springs market. Horrible April as the shutdown started to happen, and then it really bounced back in May almost to a regular level. So the manufacturers kind of saw a more gradual return, so they didn't order supplies. And while everybody was home doing their homework on their new PCs and stuff like that, they were building more PCs with all those chips the manufacturers didn't use. So that's really what's created is the chip shortage on the new and used side of it.
Yeah, and you know, when we talk about the chip shortage, you know, educate us a little bit about why some of these computer chips and microchips are so important when a lot of people don't necessarily connect those into the automobile market.
So I had taken a look at an overview of vehicle on one of our systems, mm-hmm. and a 2014 Cherokee, for example, has 53 computers and options for even more than that. So there's a huge number of computers and modules on each and every car that we build. The new Wagoneer that's getting released, hopefully by the end of this month, we'll have them on the lot. But one of my techs went to school on that, and they told him over 100 computers on that vehicle. So they're just really, it's a rolling computer box these days.
Yeah, so obviously just all those impacts is just continuing to have impact as far as shortages. I know we were talking before we went on the air, and you're seeing some historic levels just as far as inventory on both the new and used side over at Pharisee.
Yeah, right now we've got about 40 cars on the ground. Normally that would be 250 to 300. And talked to some of the other dealers in town this week. One of them has 16 on the ground presently. Normally they would have about 400. So you're seeing that. And as people aren't selling those cars to the manufacturers aren't selling them to the rental fleets and the other fleet people out there, the used car market isn't getting replenished. Usually your rental vehicles would be sold out at about 30 to 40,000 miles. Go rent a car today, they're way, way beyond that just because they don't have replacements for them. So those aren't entering the auctions. So our used car market's affected by that, where we pull a lot of our stuff. And then with less new cars, you also have fewer trades.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, seeing such a low inventory on the lots, what do you say as customers are still coming out, maybe looking at doing some shopping? You know, how has that impacted the ability to make the business run?
If you're coming in with a trade, it's great because you're getting great price for your trade because they're also at the high point. Coming in without a trade, you're paying more price. So a little bit of sticker shock, I think, for a few people in some respects. But I will say one thing is we're able to order units at this point in time and get them in a much faster manner than what we have historically. So I've seen a new car come in as quick as 3 weeks from the point of order, depending on where the plant's at. So
Yeah, and of course, this isn't just an issue related to just one brand. As you mentioned, you talked with other dealers, and really this is a similar situation that we're seeing at pretty much almost every dealer here in town, just these almost historic inventory levels.
Absolutely. I was reading Automotive News yesterday, and it looks like GM and Ford are actually even going to further cut some of their production. So, you know, an interesting byproduct of this is Ford has actually been building the vehicles without the chips and kind of stockpiling them around their manufacturing facilities. And they have recently made the decision to start shipping some of those trucks out to the dealers, put them on the dealers' lots without the components there, and then they'll have the they'll send that to the dealer, and the dealer will install that at their lot, just trying to make room at their factories and then probably increase the supply a little bit quicker as this comes back out of this thing.
Exactly. Well, there's a lot to talk about when it comes to what's going on in the local car market. We're going to talk about some of the impacts, especially we're going to dig deeper into the new car market still ahead. This is The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers. Joining me this hour is Mike Davis. He is the general manager of Pharisee Boys. The local Jeep dealer, Chrysler dealer here in town, located in the Powers Auto Park. Thank you so much for joining us. You know, before the break, we were talking just kind of general, the impacts that the COVID-19 pandemic, chip shortages, kind of the status of the vehicle market. And let's talk more about, you know, kind of those impacts and what's it like right now with the new car market. I know the supply chain issues, the manufacturing, and it's just becoming, you know, a very different beast right now, especially compared to years past.
Yeah, it's definitely been a challenging year as things change on a maybe daily, weekly basis. But right now it's a very good market. There's a lot of businesses, customers out there. There's a lot of business to be had in the automotive market and probably many other markets as well. But people are out there. They want the product. Unfortunately, when you got 40 cars on the ground, selection isn't always the best. So we are falling back more and more towards orders that had kind of gone away as we had enough cars on the lot that you could usually find what you want. But more people are ordering what they want these days. And that's kind of a cool deal, I think, for a lot of people that may have never ordered a new car in their life. They've just come to the lot and taken it. So now it's their car that they get to come get.
Yeah, it's definitely one, you know, kind of silver lining. But when it comes to that, is there, you know, from the consumer point, is there a lot of kind of work right now as far as the incentives wise, or is it pretty much everything's at a premium right now just because of the state of the car industry worldwide?
Yeah, I would say each month more and more incentives disappear as the manufacturers can sell everything that they're able to manufacture. So right now there's not a ton of incentives out there on the car, depending on what it is. If there's some slower moving models, there might be some incentives out there. But certainly, again, if you have a trade, it's a good opportunity to trade in, get full value for your used car, come into the new car and do it. Challenge maybe even like right now with Wranglers, I don't even have a Wrangler except for a used one that you can go drive. So you can't come drive a 2021, 2022 Wrangler before you buy. So some people are like, I want it, but I want to drive it before I get it. So that's created some challenges.
Yeah, definitely. I was about to ask, you know, with such limited inventory, I mean, is there really anything like a slow-moving model now that it seems like, you know, with, you know, handful of inventory, really anything's got to be high demand now?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's probably the only one I have great stock of right now is the Grand Cherokee L, which was released this summer. It's a new model for us. It's the next generation of the Grand Cherokee. And that one is using, I think, a different level of chips. So they have, they're running three shifts, and they're saying they are able to get all the chips they need to for that particular model. Mm-hmm. So out of my 40 cars, 17 of them are this Grand Cherokee L. So when you put it in that viewpoint, it's even tighter than what it may have been.
Yeah, and of course, you know, and it's not necessarily that it's an unwanted, it's just new, different technology that they're able to keep up on demand with a little bit more than the others. And we're hearing some rumors now that there's even some manufacturers and some models that the new cars are going for over MSRP, which have you ever had that in your years working in the auto industry?
It has never been on a it's never been on that on a consistent basis. There are certain models that are very, very tightly constrained and tight. Mm-hmm. So on those models, they may pull over premium. Recently, the Wrangler 392 V8 model with the Hellcat engine would be one of those that pulled over MSRP. But for anybody to say, all my trucks on my lot are going to be 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 over is pretty unusual in today's world.
Yeah, that's definitely interesting. You know, yeah, you'd expect it on those specialty models, but not, you know, just run of stock. And as you're talking with the hires up through FCA and Stellantis, what are they hearing about kind of the future, and how long do they think this is last, and when do they think we might be able to get back to a quote-unquote normal?
I've heard fourth quarter. I've heard first quarter of next year. I've heard second quarter of next year. I don't know that anybody really has a solid answer on that. I think they're all competing for chips, so some manufacturers may come back quicker than others. We're starting to see where at the end of this month we'll have some pretty decent stock with some stuff that's coming, but that may be a temporary situation where we go back to where we're at today, too, so it's kind of tough to say.
Yeah, and of course, that all has to deal with, too, the current levels of the pandemic, because we're still fighting this, and we've seen, you know, even today, the jobs report had a much bleaker report than what a lot of industry analysts were expecting, just showing this latest wave here in the later parts of the summer really having much more of an impact than we all thought.
Yeah, you start seeing travels down again. You get Hurricane Ida comes through, and that's something that will certainly go across a wide swath of the country and maybe affect some folks' ability to be at work building stuff. So I don't know if any auto plants directly affected at this point in time, but it wouldn't surprise me in our world that even something like that has a big effect on top of the pandemic. So just a lot of complicating factors today.
Yeah, there's a lot of complications as well. And when you'd mentioned it, you know, the just need for the chips, again, you were saying that there's some models now. You mentioned the new Wagoneer that Jeep's coming out with has over 100 computers in there, which really you don't think of that many computers and high-level processing in a vehicle itself.
Yeah, they are really just rolling electronic toy boxes these days, as everybody wants heated seats, vented seats, backup cameras. There's cool features like what Stellantis terms the fam cam. So in your rearview mirror, you can pull up a video of the kids in the back seat and kind of change, look at that. And as everybody wants more and more of this stuff and the entertainment in the car, it just puts more and more models and microprocessors in these things.
Yeah, and that's just showing just the continued need and the demand. And really, you'd mentioned as well, the somewhat brighter spot is that a lot of people, if they are in that market for a new car, that they can go into the design and that ordering system, and those almost get kind of put in the head of line, knowing that those are almost guaranteed sold because there's somewhat of a deposit down and they aren't just built just for sitting stock that hopefully will end up going out to a customer.
Yeah, the manufacturers are trying to put them to the head of the line for the most part, from what I'm hearing. So we are able to put those orders in, and Stellantis is actually encouraging that. They're saying, let's do it, but they are trying to carefully monitor it to make sure nobody's gaming the system. I mean, that's always a challenge, right? You go, well, I'll build you if it's for a customer. So everybody says, great, every one of my employees is buying a car. They're putting up brakes on that so that people can't take advantage of that system.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to have, you know, 18 models being built for an M. Davis here in Colorado Springs trying to just fill up the lot with Wranglers again.
Yeah, and so if they catch dealers out doing that, they're taking away their ability to place orders, and they're getting a lot of restrictions on. So that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So that people that truly want to order that unit can get it ordered in. And like I said, that gets put to the front of the line. I've seen a Wrangler come in 3 weeks, usually about 8 to 12 weeks to get a car that's been ordered.
Okay. And of course, you know, the auto industry, you know, you guys are a tight-knit group. There's a certain number, and this, again, something not just happening at one dealership, it's happening with all of them. But what do you guys hear as far as between dealerships, just the change in business right now, and kind of as you're talking with some of the other GMs here in Colorado Springs?
You know, certainly everybody's selling all the new cars that they can get their hands on. Again, the demand's there. Used cars, there's been a growth in used car business this year, but still challenged getting those because the auctions don't have a ton of those. So with reduced new car volume, you also have reduced value or number of trades. So that's created challenges there, but certainly a shift maybe more towards used cars recently.
Exactly. And again, as we're dealing with such an unprecedented, Mike, if you're sitting here talking to just a friend, a family member who said, hey, I'm in the market for a car right now, but I just don't know what to do or what the next step is, what's your big advice moving ahead?
You know, if you have that trade again, let's see if we can find something. Let's get you in a car. Let's do it today because we'll get the additional cost you might have on that new car, that premium you're going to get back on your used car. If you're without a trade and you can go 3 to 6 months without, I would say it wouldn't be a horrible thing to delay that purchase, unless you're just on fire with that Gecko Green Gladiator, you know, like we've talked about for you, Andrew.
I know. I mean, hopefully Mrs. Rogers isn't listening. You know, full transparency, I love the Gladiator I bought from Pharisee. I've got a couple. I went from a Wrangler that I got over at Pharisee to the Gladiator as well. Love it. But yeah, back in October when I got it, they just didn't come in that bright green. So it's definitely something. And when you're talking about those premiums on the trade-in, are we talking just like a couple extra? I mean, you know, because we all kind of hear that traditional, you know, quote-unquote dealer math, but are we talking like some real, you know, kind of game-changing times these days?
Absolutely. I would say if you have a 2 to 3 year old Jeep, depending on the model, it's got to be something that's going to sell in the used car lot. But some of those cars are going for more than they sold for new 3 years ago, depending on what the demand is. So it's definitely a good time for that.
Yeah. Well, this is the Extra here on KRDO. We're going to talk more about the car industry and talking about especially the used car market still ahead. This is the Extra on KRDO News Radio. We have a check of local and national news still ahead. Thanks for listening to KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to the Extra here on KRDO News Radio. I'm Andrew Rogers, and this hour we're talking about the auto industry, the dealer markets, how things are going when it comes to cars throughout Southern Colorado. I'm joined by Mike Davis, general manager of the Pharisee Boys, the Chrysler Jeep dealer here in Colorado Springs. You know, we've talked about why the impacts are happening. We talked a lot before the news break when it comes to the new car segment, obviously. Another big segment, seeing some major impacts and maybe a little bit of a benefit, if depending on how you're looking at it, is used cars as well. And really, you know, the inventory levels still very, very low. And that's not just at Pharisee, but really every dealer in Colorado, probably across the U.S. right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just challenging getting cars on the lot. Some dealers do a better job of chasing these cars down than others, but I think everybody's been impacted. And prices are at an all-time high. I mean, if you go to the auction, you're like, I don't want to pay that for that car. I can't sell it at that. But as we've transitioned to this, I mentioned to you earlier, the used car manager, you almost got to go forget about everything you knew up until this morning when you woke up about the car business, because it's all likely changed since yesterday. So that's been the challenge, is chasing cars down and just historic highs for those.
Yeah, and when it comes to that, you know, kind of educate myself and the listeners a little bit more. Obviously, we know some of the used cars come in for, you know, just as trade, just people, you know, trading up or going different. But what are some of the other options and avenues where a lot of the used car inventory at various dealerships come from?
So there's really two prime markets. You can go to the auctions and buy them, which are filled typically with either dealers have a unit that ages on their lot that they're unable to sell, so they put it into the auction, somebody else will buy it and see if they can have better luck with it, for lack of any better term for it. But I think it's maybe not so much as better luck as it's just you take a car and trade in Colorado. If it's a two-wheel drive Grand Cherokee, Colorado wants four-wheel drive. So those folks, those units will not necessarily sell on ours, so they may end up at the auction to somebody in Texas, California, where four-wheel drive isn't as important. So auctions is one. And then you also have lease turn-ins. So you have a lot of lease people that lease cars 2, 3, 4 years ago, they reach into their lease, they decide they don't want to keep it, so it becomes available for sale through the bank that had originally leased it, that now owns it. So that's probably the primary two outside of trades that we do. And then we also buy cars off the street. So if you have a car and you're like, gosh, we're just not driving this thing, it's time for it to go, we have people come in all the time and we give them an offer on their car and say, this is what we're willing to pay you for it. And we buy quite a few. I think about 20 of those last month we did off the street. And in particular, right now, I think people are recognizing that there's a lot of value on those used cars and the car sitting in their driveway. And if they've got an extra car, so they've got mom, dad, and then the other one may be going away, and they may be recognizing the benefits of, let me sell you this car today, and I can buy something when the chip shortage isn't as bad to replace it. So that's kind of one of the avenues we're chasing as well.
Yeah, and of course, you know, speaking to the consumer as well, if you are in the market right now for a used car, I mean, the inventories are also low, so really you can't, you know, have your heart set on, you know, say going to see you over at Pharisee, and, you know, I want a blue Wrangler from a couple years ago with XYZ features. It's just, you know, almost going out and finding, you know, what is even available when it comes to that used car market.
Yeah, it's really if you get your heart set on a specific year, make, model, color, option, trim, whatever, I would say you're just going to have to jump on the internet and start chasing. And I've got people calling me from as far away as New York looking for cars, new or used, just because they can't find exactly what they want. So It seems crazy to me that somebody would come here all the way from New York, but if that's what you want, that's what you want sometimes. So I think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, and you know, and speaking of hopping on the internet, we've also seen a rise of these online options as well to buy a car, you know, the Carvanas and others and things like that. And how is that kind of impacting the traditional on-site dealer marketing?
I would say that it's had a minimal impact. Certainly any competitor has an impact, but you know, it's you take care of business, you do what you need to do, and you I think you can compete with those folks just as well as anybody. People think they love the convenience of shop 100% online. I want this red Jeep Grand Cherokee. But at the end of the day, I think most people, especially with a used car, which is where most of these folks are competing, if you want a used car, you want to touch it, feel it, drive it, see it. So I think there's that's certainly minimized the impact that they've had. But certainly they're out there selling cars. We hear about it. We hear from customers, hey, I've got this from Carvana or Vroom or whoever. But so far it has not negatively affected us greatly.
Yeah, and of course, and they're trying to market as well with some stereotypes as far as the dealerships. And, you know, let's clear up some of the misconceptions because maybe a lot of people aren't as frequent car shoppers as others. And really that idea of, oh, going to the dealership, I'm just going to go get beat up, you know, spend 3 hours just trying to negotiate some little thing. It's not really the case. It's much more of a fair, transparent industry by and large, and especially when you're working with guys like you at Pharisee.
Yeah, it's interesting. You get that out there, and it's certainly a reputation that the dealers earned at some point in time, obviously. I've been in the business here locally since the early 80s, and most of the tactics I see and attributed to dealers I've never experienced. Most of my time's been with Pharisee, but I see these commercials of, they kept my keys for 3 hours, and that's never anything I've ever seen anybody do locally, at least. So I think there's a lot of, rumors and anecdotes out there about how Grandpa got treated, and it's just kind of carried forward. And, you know, it's every day you just got to do business the way you need to do business. Like our used cars, we do one price. So you come in, there's no negotiation. The only thing we're really negotiating is if you have a trade, what that's going to be. And, you know, if my car's $29,995, it doesn't matter whether it's the CEO of a company or the guy mopping the hallways, everybody's going to pay that $29,995. So that has made things a lot easier. And I think a lot of dealers have done something very similar where it's not nearly the painful process. A lot of people say they don't want to negotiate, but it's amazing. We say we're one price plus, and they're like, okay, I'll give you this for the car. It's like, no, we really mean that. So it's been a transition for us, but I think that's more, a lot of people like to negotiate. They like to win.
Yeah, and you know, obviously, you know, that at the end of the day, it's still a business as well, because you still have to be able to not only, you know, keep the lights on at the dealership, be able to get the money in, but also you have a family and everything else to feed, and I'm sure Ben Pharisee does as well. So it's not like you guys can run a nonprofit and just give everything away. You've got to be fair not only to your side of the business, but the customers as well.
Yeah, it's, we got 80 employees that we got to take care of each and every day, and provide a nice facility for people to come into. And I believe we have a very nice facility, and just take care of people. It's they've got to go buy groceries as well. So yeah, you definitely can't run a nonprofit.
Yeah, and you know, when it comes to those employees, I know every business really has been felt by this. What's it been like as far as staffing, especially in the dealerships with COVID-19, everything else?
I'd say no matter what industry you're in right now, being a human resources manager is probably not the funnest job in the world. We've certainly felt the effects of, we've got some positions that have gone unfilled, some opportunities that we haven't been able to take care of. Fortunately, we've got our main positions that we're able to take care of customers at this point in time, so we have all those. A few things we'd like to relieve some stress on the staff, but they've been great picking up the slack for where we are missing a person or two, but it's definitely a competitive environment and tough out there.
Yeah, and then, of course, if anyone's sitting here listening thinking, you know, I've thought about it, you know, maybe might want to dabble, what would you suggest if somebody might want to look into a career change now and maybe looking into the auto industry?
You know, no matter what you want to do, is reach out to us. Right at the store, just come up. I've sat down, especially I've done a lot of work with youth locally with some of the high school programs, Pikes Peak Community College's automotive program. And I've sat down, you know, hey, just give me a call. Let's talk about what you're trying to accomplish. And I've sat down for half an hour, 45 minutes with somebody. And some of those end up with, you know, this isn't what you really want to do. And it's clear. It sounds interesting, but it isn't what you want to do. So we've had some where we get reach in and it's shake hands and say, great, good luck. Hope you find something that you do want to do. And we've found some good employees out of that over the years. We've hired quite a few local high school students into our shop as technicians. So,
yeah, and that's, you know, that way, it's that's also the way, again, working with Pharisee as a, you know, customer. And again, you guys hear it here on KRDO. We don't have any ads. I mean, there's no connection other than just the interest and knowing the industry and knowing that I bought a couple cars from Pharisee, so this is no way a paid endorsement. But that's also how you guys work when it comes to that purchase process as well. You can come in a lot. It's not going to be that, you know, shake you down, try to steal your keys, and make you walk away with something you're not in love with, right?
Correct, yeah. If you come on our lot, and one of the salesmen's going to come up and say, hey, is there something I can help you with? And if you go, I'm just looking, great, just let me know if you need anything. And they'll leave you alone so you can look at the inventory and do what you need to do. And a lot of people don't like that pressure of, you know, it's there's a few stores that I go into even where it's like you say, no, I'm just looking. I'm just trying to find what I want. And then the guy's like 10 feet away, like stalking you. And it's uncomfortable. So I think we've recognized that. We have our core values of integrity, loyalty, and love. And hopefully all of our customers and employees feel that as well. It's certainly inside and outside.
Exactly. Well, we're wrapping up the show. We've got more to talk about when it comes to the local industry, everything going on in the car market. This is The Extra right here on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra here on KRDO News Radio. We're wrapping up a pretty quick conversation. I mean, it's been almost an hour, but it feels like it's been very quick. So much to talk about when it comes to the auto industry. And again, we've talked everything, the chip shortage and the impact that's had on both the new and used markets. Again, talking with Mike Davis. He's the general manager of Pharisee Boys. And Mike, again, if people are just now kind of catching in, coming in, let's talk just about the wide range of the impacts and why we're currently sitting with such few models on various lots throughout not only Colorado Springs, but Colorado and the U.S.
Yeah, just chip shortage certainly is probably the biggest driving factor why we don't have a lot of new cars today. New cars filter down to used cars, so that's affected that market. So really, the chip shortage is the biggest thing, and obviously, you have outbreaks or whatever with COVID. We like to think it was behind us. I think everybody got to December 31st, 2020, and took a deep breath and said, great, it's behind us. And in many respects, some of the fallout was just starting. So we're starting to see just the lack of vehicles because of just the different things, suppliers. You know, I'll say the microchip is the big one, but there's also other materials out there that they just can't produce. So you may see in our parts department that we made 3 months to get a part that normally we would have available in Denver. So just a lot of different things like that.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, obviously coming out of 2020 and the pandemic, what were some of the big things you saw just from the shutdowns, the remote nature, things like that, that trickled into changes not only in the consumer habit, but the way that business and especially car business is being done lately?
You know, I'd say today, more than any time in history, and maybe even going more further as we move forward, there's still documents for the state of Colorado and the government that you have to have, a wet signature, so you have to physically sign a piece of paper. They're working their way towards doing away with that. But today you can do 90% of that negotiation. If you know exactly what you're looking for, we can do all of it either online, email, phone, however you choose to do business. But we can have 90% of it wrapped up where you just come in, confirm that the car is actually what you want, and we finish up the paperwork, send you on your way. So literally you can buy a new or used car with less than an hour under the under our rooftop. So it's kind of cool that we've been able to find some ways to do that.
Yeah, and of course, you know, a lot of it is going to have to start online because, again, you mentioned with the new car, the key to, if you are in that market, really have your heart set on something, maybe like that Gecko Green that wasn't available in October last year on a Jeep Gladiator. I mean, I don't know, just spitballing out ideas here. It's going to be that custom market and that kind of ordering in instead of trying to find something on a dealer inventory.
Yes, and I'd say just really planning your future. If you've got a car that's aging out on you and it's becoming less dependable, take action quicker than later, especially if you're thinking new car, that you can think ahead and make that order and not come down to the dealership and have 20 cars to look at and go, well, this is what we have to choose from. And if you've got to have one today, it certainly limits your choices.
Yeah, and I was about to say, with those cars as well, that mentioned the cars that might be worse off or something happening sooner than later. What would you say to somebody who might have a car that's on their last legs but may not be in the best position to try and do something now, knowing that the inventories are so tight?
Whoever does your work on your car, hopefully everybody finds a trusted mechanic and trusted shop out there that they believe in. Go talk to them, figure out what's got to happen with it, and maybe they can Band-Aid it together for you for 2 years. And, you know, really, I would look for anybody in our industry to be truthful. If you come in and that's like, this is going to put $2,000 in this car, but you're going to put another $2,000 in it in 6 months. So you can make an informed decision on what needs to be done to that car. That would really be my biggest advice, is find that person. And whether it's sales, service, parts, whatever, find that trusted relationship, build that, and then you have your go-to partner when you're ready to do something.
Exactly. Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us here on The Extra. If anyone wants some more information, maybe wants to get a hold of you, maybe for anything, you know, sales, service related, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys over at Farisee?
We are online at www.farisee.com. That's F-A-R-I-C-Y. If you listen to our commercials in the past, it's you'll see why. But Farisee.com, our phone number locally is 719-636-1333. But yeah, we'd love to have a conversation with anybody, be it on a career or a new car or even service parts.
All right. Well, Mike Davis with Farisee, thank you so much for joining us here, for being kind of open, transparent, talking about what's happening with this. And again, for everything you do, not only business-wise, but I know the commitment to supporting the local community as well.
All right. Thanks a lot, Andrew. I appreciate you having me in here today.
No problem. That does it here for The Extra. We have the Tom Martino Troubleshooter Show still ahead. And, of course, KRDO's Afternoon News starts at 4 o'clock today. Danco Show will get you traffic and weather together, get you into the long Labor Day weekend. Of course, the day's top stories. We also have the Music Under the Mountains located at the shops at Briargate. That starts at 5:30. I'll be out there. We'll have the prize wheel and a ton of great music under, hopefully, some clear skies. Of course, we'll have a check of the forecast still ahead. This is KRDO News Radio.